A summer dance destination for decades, Jacob's Pillow has put together a new strategic plan in a bid to become a year-round center. Executive Director Pamela Tatji talks about her vision for the future.
I did a lot of listening in my first year here at Jacob's Pillow, listening to leaders in the dance field, to artists, to our audiences, our board members and staff members, and together, our organization put forward a five-year strategic plan that we're calling Vision 22. It's our vision for the next 5 years, where do we want to be? And it's going to take time, but our hope, first of all, is to become a year-round center for research and development in dance. So we will continue to strengthen our flagship programs, which are the festival, our school, and our archives. But we will begin to have an active center between September and May, specifically to support artists creating new works. How we're able to do that is that we've almost finished. By the end of August, we will have completed construction of a new studio space for the school. This is a 4,000 square foot building that is going to really have state-of-the-art capabilities for this school that has such an international reputation and really deserves that kind of a space.
How is it being funded?
I will say that I started in April of last year, April of 2016, and the board had already committed to moving forward with the new Perlis Family Studio for the school. And that new building, we're still sort of in the final stages of the work, but it's estimated to cost $5.5 million, of which the board funded the bulk of that cost, in addition to a grant that we just received from the Massachusetts Cultural Facilities Fund. So that's the first strand of Vision 22. The second strand is community engagement. We believe that our ability to do our work in this region is wrapped up with the future of Berkshire County, and we want to be good citizens and do our part in engaging year-round residents in the work that we do and bringing dance to those audiences.
About a year ago, when you first started, you made it loud and clear that it was important for the Pillow to go off-site.
So the strategy is to take dance off the mountain. We are going to, right now, between May and September, we're a part of every third Thursday celebration in Pittsfield and have had some real successes so far and can't wait for the other artists coming through in the next few months. We're going to be expanding our public school program, which is called Curriculum in Motion. Over the course of the next 5 years, we hope to expand to be in all Pittsfield elementary schools. When you think about most public schools, at the very least, they have art on a cart. There's some sort of visual art program. There's some music program in an ongoing way. Those are the two that are most, two art forms that are most served. And then, you know, if you're lucky, you have some kind of theater drama program. But there is virtually no dance education in public schools in our region. And what we hope to do is, in small measure, begin to address this. And then in the off season, we're going to be able to host artists at various levels of their development. We want to meet them where they are. We've created a fund called the Dancing Berkshires Fund. There's so many young people studying dance in this region, and they've never been to Jacob's Pillow before. So we have a small group of donors forming to provide subsidized tickets so that every single young person who dances in the region can come to Jacob's Pillow at some point.
That's Jacob's Pillow Executive Director Pamela Tatji. The Center for Dance in Beckett, Massachusetts is celebrating its 85th anniversary.